Blog Talk Radio.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's riches they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image, a facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flame. Mr. Reed, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, and niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching your step. Cause you might fall back, and what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a bald hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah. This the realest fucking shit I'll ever say in my life. This the realest fucking shit you'll ever hear on a mic. Better be quicker than lights or get 25 to life. If your moves ain't precise, start singing for Christ. But Jesus won't feed us if a nigga about to starve. Been singing the same song in front and behind them bars. Under my feet is the lava, above my head the stars. Where the fuck is hell in heaven? I'm compelled with lessons. Like the shells in my weapon, I repel the stressing. I inhale the session as I'm dollar reflecting. Just a scholar infecting every movement and function. Get the gentlemen, sipping Louis 14 over discussion. And the funds that I'm trusting make my gun start busting over financial concussions. A hoe with self-destruction, without a pin's instructions. I'm talking with some blue eyes while I'm at the luncheon. Them cheeks start blushing, every penny start rushing. I gotta love the sound of you roaches I be crushing. This is royal busting, I will see you on your bluffing. Niggas take the way I move, maneuver like it's nothing. Go ahead and grab your bitch, I got the keys to your cuffin'. So please keep your respect, no need for the cussing. If I gotta teach you manners, you'll end up on the camera. You will be a prime example, put the boy on the banner. Yeah, you goons are fucking goons, illiterate with no grammar. Nigga, if it's not Godfather, why even bother? Work smarter, not harder, or end up as a martyr. I am married to this game, my clock and dough's in a garter belt. And that's why it's harder felt, and going broke will make any real nigga start to melt. Can't mess up the velvet, I can't mess up the leather. Smoke a blunt of this West Coast, and I get it together. Study banks and stocks to get some game on my cheddar. Then I study wars to prepare for any contenders. Just a real nigga trying to make my life better. That's an everyday job. Being happy's a mission, and crackers making it hard. Is the Negro a beast, or is the image of God? Did slave blood taste like honey when they back got flogged? We was treated like dogs. Niggas singing the blues, dancing in tap shoes. Now I tap on the shoulder of my chauffeur. I don't even gotta speak, he knows where to pull over. Money makes the summer colder, keeps the winter warm. Thoughts come from darkness, so when you speak it's born. My core I feel like the Lord with a crown of thorns. Hell have no fury, just like a woman's scorn. That's why they keep their legs open till they pussy torn. Never kick the hornet's nest, cause the stinker's swarm. I'm all the gods combined to run a physical form. Bitch, nigga. Yeah. That's the guy at 720 for you.
Yes, what is goody goody? Okay, we are here. 720 is here for the people. Okay. A lot of things been going on. The Black Man's Bible out, available. People buying it up everywhere. All my products are available on Amazon as of right now. Kicked Out of Heaven is in stock. People are receiving their copies. So, anybody who's gotten their copy and you hear this message right now, I need you to go ahead, take a picture, post it up on my wall, Facebook, if you could, please. The book Real Nigga Etiquette will also be up on Amazon within the next coming week, and that will be available in ebook, and you can, you know, order the paperback. And the Onyx Tablet, which the two songs you just heard in the beginning are on the Onyx Tablet album, goes with the Real Nigga Etiquette book. So, that's how it's moving right now. Appreciate it. That's how it's moving right now. Las Vegas, that's where I'm at. We're holding it down, man. I got Volume 2 coming. For Kicked Out of Heaven. Oh, also, Kicked Out of Heaven Volume 1, there will be a lecture September 3rd, 5 o'clock, $10. You can buy it on the, buy a little, the link to it. And we're going to do the lecture because the book is extensive. And I don't think a lot of people grasp everything that's being said or was put together inside that book. You know, it's a psychosocial, sociology book. You know, that's, you know, it's really psychoanalytical, but the reason why I termed it like that is because I'm going over society, and I don't, psychosocial is the word I've seen before, that's correlated to the psychological status of the society, and that's basically what I was drafted throughout the whole entire picture. Going over the epigenetics, and then going over the weather, and then going over the environmental conditions, and all of that, you know, then stemming into the criminal justice system, and then after that, we see how the hierarchical system was set up inside the society, and not only that, the male mentality, and a lot of different angles on, you know, how they went about women, and also how they, you know, their thought, grasp the thought pattern of the European, and a lot of activities that were going on before slave trade. And that's very important because a lot of these activities are stemmed onto words that have drafted us into the positions that we're in now. And when I say we, I'm talking about the entire planet, not just, you know, black people. This is a bigger scenario with the whole kicked out of heaven picture. There's a lot of social ills that need to be thoroughly elaborated on and thoroughly investigated. And I did that. And volume two is going to be far more, well, I can't even say far more detailed. This is going to be just as detailed, but the information that I'm covering is going to be extremely outlandish to a lot of people, and it's really the root to a lot of things, but I had to divide it up like this because that's how Dark Age society was divided. Dark Age society was divided in between, you know, you had your judicial court, you know, the municipal, okay, which is the city, okay. Your secular is another word you could use, your secular court. This is the city. This is the front line, okay? And then you got your ecclesiastical court, which was the religious order, okay, which was usually Catholic. But the term Catholic, you don't run across the term Catholic until later. So I'm going to be going over a lot of details with the Catholic Church, popes, saints, priests. I have sermons. We're going to be going over the mentality of the church towards women. We have to understand that when we look at the whole picture, is that Christianity is on the stage, Catholicism works behind the curtains, and the Jews work the lights, okay? So Catholicism is, you know, who sets up the makeup, and they do all the casting call, and they put on the costumes, and they put all that thing together, okay? And then they you got the Jews who work the lights and the sound and the thunder and all of that, and they also own the building, and they work the ticket. So you don't, you see them, but you don't see them, because you just think that's just the regular ticket boy, but that's the Jew's nephew, you know, that's doing the thing. And that's how they work. So that's just a short draft, so you have to understand that, you know, the Jew is the true nucleus, and nobody really knows the specifics on how they operate, and especially when it comes to their ritualism. And that's why we have another layer of hatred that's shown throughout society, which actually the despising and the disgust that is correlated towards the Jew is like a double entendre trick, where you have the disgust and the disposition, the despising of a people, therefore you feel as if they're not worthy of study. So then you don't study them, you don't know what their true activity is. And throughout time, and, you know, when it comes to the European theology, they state that, you know, the Jews are the direct voice of God, supposedly. But we do see that throughout the activity of this planet, they've made, in their history, they've maintained gold. So when they've maintained survival, when they have been underneath extreme purge for well over 1,000 years. So when you see these situations of the World War II and all of that, this is just sort of like a history cover-up. So it sort of feeds your psyche where, okay, this situation happened, so I don't have to... It covers up all of the multitude of different scenarios that happened in the same format or similar format in history, so you don't look for it. And this is also the same thing with the Titanic. And then at the same time, they're embedding the European psychological status inside the individuals that's watching it, because nobody's had these experiences. So the Titanic is held on to because it is a memory of the multitude of different pirate ships they used to see in the ocean, you know, plague ships used to show up, you know, on the coast and be no crew members on there and be rats running around all on the ship. So, and they saw a lot of ships being burnt down, and they seen a lot of ships because Europe has a lot of water running through it during that time period, and even right now. Okay, you know the details on how it's built. Okay, so they see, so they embed that inside the psyche to, you know, encode a European thought pattern inside everybody else, and they've done this with a multitude of different elements. It's the same thing with fires. Okay, and seeing, if you look at, and you'll be seeing this in my third volume when I'm going over all the paintings. The paintings have a multitude of different, there's always a city in the background that's on fire. And this is correlated with American history, with every major city in America has been through a great fire, for number one, and then for number two. You get taught this, I mean, you get a multitude of visual feed of fire and explosion through movies. So this is the same as, you know, what they were seeing and witnessing in the 1300s and 1400s with the mentality of cities being taken over at night. You know, you had high levels of ergot poisoning and people were doing outlandish things and being addicted to the sight of fire and things like that. You know, for instance, ergot poisoning was called the holy fire. Okay? So, and whole neighborhoods, whole cities would be on a very toxic form of LSD at one time, and nobody would know it, that they were all, because the poisoning was in the wheat. And we'll be going over that in Volume 2. I didn't go over none of the... in Volume 2, we're going to be going over a lot of different insanities. We're going to go over a lot of different manias. We're going to go over the plague, okay? We're going to be going over the question on if STDs come from the plague, which I have many clues that state so. I have many things that also state our current events of fish being found in the ocean dead at hundreds of thousands of times and birds falling out the sky at 10,000 a time. I have information stating that these events occur off of specific astrological alignments. So, when we'll be discussing that in Volume 2, okay? And hopefully, I think Volume 2 will be done before this year is out. If we're moving smoothly, if everything is going good like it's supposed to, Volume 2 will be out. We'll be going detailed on the witches' activities, the witches' rituals. We'll be going deep on the psychological status of how they view the color is black, how they view the color red, how they view the color green, crimson green, and all of that, okay? And another color that is specific is yellow, okay? And we'll have info on that, okay? And another thing I'd like to mention that's kind of interesting is, you know, let me stop and say this. Anybody want to say something? Just press the button, man. I love questions, man. So if anybody got any questions, you know, let me know. So another thing, the manias. We'll be going over the manias. And one thing that I understand is that these cats go through 300, 400-year manias. Okay? For 300, 400 years, they will go through a spiritual development of sort of like a software that is downloaded. And that is a big section of pieces of a puzzle to one big major puzzle. You have to understand this. So they go through 300, 400-year loops of embedding an activity element inside of a culture. Okay? So, like dancing, the dancing plague went on for 300, 400 years. Like everything goes on for 300, 400 years. And they try to box these things up. Now the authors are trying to shift, they're trying to play games. You have to watch The Illusion. And the game is that they want to call the witch craze or the witch hunt mania. They'll use this terminology. And when we say witch craze and we say witch mania, we're trying to put the situation inside of an asylum is what we're trying to do. We're trying to divide the activity as if it wasn't our relatives. And if it was the relatives, then they were crazy. That's all we got to say. They weren't mentally correct. Okay? So it automatically divides the line like, you don't got this same mentality. Which I can show you. I can prove it because, you know, I've seen magazines, man, that are being sold in the 70s and the 60s on how to redo Spanish Inquisition positions on crosses and specific type of tortures that they were doing. They carry this information on. There's no other race on the planet that has such a detailed history of their people except for the Indians and the Chinese, you know. They got very hardcore, you know, history. It goes very long, over 5,000 years, you know. But there's a lot of relation. There's even to this day. The only people that's balling on this planet is Dubai, China, and America. Okay? This is what I'm saying, man. Like, this, like, bro, there's something going on, you know. What it is, I can't really put my whole finger on it. You know, but I do know that we don't know anything about these people that we need to go ahead and research as they've researched us. I mean, what's the problem? What's also another problem with it? You know, so we're going to go over the werewolves. We're going to go over the vampires. We're going to go over the fairies, the goblins. We're going to go over all of that. We're going to go over the Osculum Infame. Okay. We're going to go over the Dance Macabre, the Dance Macabre, okay? We're going to go over all of that in the volume two, man. The Satan, the Lucifer, what's the differences, all of this, everything. The different groups that indirectly built the philosophy, the religious philosophy, behind a lot of the different sects when it comes to the Lutheran, the Baptist, and all of that other stuff, because a lot of that stuff was created in the 1800s, stemming up out of Europe, and you best believe that they come from the multitude of different groups that was in Europe and different religious groups, man. There's a lot of them. You know, you got the Cathars, you got the Waldensians, you got the Brothers of the Brothers of Freedom. You know, you got there's a bunch of them. I can't name them all off the top of the head right now. You got the Flagellants, you know, and yeah, we're gonna go in hard on the volume two. So I hope people enjoy it. I hope people enjoy the volume one. I hope people enjoy the Black Man's Bible. The new edition is out here. We will be having audiobooks on all of this very soon. I can't promise a time span. But hopefully sooner than later. Okay? So, like I said earlier, if anybody got any questions, they could just say anything. Or press the 1, and I'll let him in on the mic. So, let me see here. What else can we go in on in the Kicked Out of Heaven? The links in between Volume 1 and Volume 2. What's very important to link Volume 1 and Volume 2 is going to be the weather. Because in Volume 2, we will be discussing the weather again. As I have found more events that have occurred that are actually used as the blame of the Black Plague. The Black Plague is very important. And why do we say it, the Black Plague, just, you know, blank like that? Because there's no true definition on what was really occurring, nor is there any true definition on how it was caused. And the main reason they don't want to go, they say this publicly, is because with thorough research you will see that a lot of Jews were supposedly poisoning whales, and so were Christians. They were poisoning whales. You have to understand that during these times, everything was communicated through a religious group, which I do believe is what is occurring right now. Because what a lot of people don't know is that this subconscious and unconscious has already been highly socially trained with Dark Age in old Europe. There's been more propaganda through the media, dealing with TV shows and movies, with the Dark Age in old Europe than there has been with Rome and Greece. When we talk about movies like The Sleepy Hollow, The Sweeney Todd, The Van Helsing, The Bram Stoker's Frankenstein, Bram Stoker's The Dracula, you got the Lord of the Rings, you got the Harry Potter, you got the Alice in Wonderland, you got the Magnificent, whatever the movie they just did on the Disney. Okay, so this is the game right now. Okay, this is what's going on, and this is how everybody's already socially trained and built. So you're gonna see a lot of spillover activity, you know. That's gonna be extremely oddball, you know. This is also correlated with the lead poisoning, and I'm gonna be going in deep on lead poisoning because they used a lot of lead during these time periods. And they were drinking out of lead cups and things of that nature. So there's also an insanity that goes on with lead poisoning, and it can last up to 20. I mean, it can last generations after. Lead poisoning in the blood can last a very long time, basically. Okay, and if we go details on it, I've run across information stating that in Greece they put lead on their food like it was chocolate syrup. So, this is what we're in. This is what's going down. Okay? We're going to be defining a lot of skin diseases. This is volume 2. There will be much work with that. We will also be going in on, the undead. Witch hunts, the witch hunters, the inquisitors. Well, I have to go through a whole nother section of torture in volume 2, because the church had different tools to torture with in a different style. That was similar because the inquisitors would sometimes sit in on the regular executions. And only very rarely would they allow executioners to sit in when inquisitors did their thing, because inquisitors would use different men to do all the slaughtering, basically. Okay, so we'll be going over all of that in volume 2, man. This is going to be very serious work. I don't know if people are really prepared for this type of information. It doesn't matter if you're prepared or not. It's here, okay, and it will be here 100 years from now, okay? So, with that being stated, I guess we could talk about the Black Man's Bible, man. I had to redo it. I had to put the parental advisory on the cover. They valued it at the $2,000, okay? It's ridiculous. You know, that was my first book I wrote. You know, I fixed up a lot of grammatical errors in it. There's some new pictures in there, you know. All the pages are numbered this time, okay? And, we're making memorabilia. And when people purchase the Black Man's Bible from me, they will also get a certificate of authenticity. And that's how we're going to start doing it, okay? And I'll start taking my product a lot more serious, man. So I'm going to open up the lines here and see if somebody got something to say, even though I don't see no numbers. We're going to run it, what we got here. 502, you there?
Yo, what up, G?
What's good?
Man, my
this Maze?
Yeah, it's Maze.
Oh, what's good with you, man?
What the hell y'all chopping it up about? What's the ism going on, man?
Yeah, I was just talking about kicked out of heaven, bro.
Oh, kicked out of heaven.
Yeah, did you copy it?
Huh?
Did you copy it?
I'm gonna copy it this week.
It's available now.
Yeah, I'm gonna copy it this week and shit, man. I've been tying up some loose ends, handling a lot of business and shit. But you know I love the movement. I love what you got going on and shit, man.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. We finna get down, man. So this is my homie right here, LaMaze. He does the beats. So if you wanna do a little production work on here.
What you nah, y'all can get me for the beats and shit. You know what I'm saying? Solo LaMaze, you know, at all the social medias and shit. But for the most part, you know, I just like, you know, spotting real shit, seeing what's going on. Get the Black Man's Bible, get the Kicked Out of Heaven, you know. Respect the author, you know what I'm saying? Put some respect on the Kenan Booker, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, nigga. Okay. Hey, bro, you got to be tripping, bro. Hey, but hey, nah, I had to put the real name out here, man. Ain't gonna be no hiding and all this goofy ass shit. Cause, you know, it's disrespectful nowadays, bro. Niggas wanna come out here,
man,
with these.
You gotta leave these niggas where they at, man. You ever said? You just gotta leave them where they at, be. And just cater to the retard. Just make money off of them, stuff. That's what I'm coming to realize. You feel me? Niggas just gotta let niggas be how they be, and just like you said, globalize and globalization is the key. You know, if niggas supposed to get money and shit and get women, shit, fuck trying to save these niggas and tell them all they faults and shit. Let's just get paid off of them.
Bro, it's a lot of time with that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's time. I mean, it's time being the authority over. It's time. I feel like it's time being the authority over these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not trying to dog. I'm done with it, bro. Like,
buy
the book.
Don't even
run them
off. Don't even run them off no more, man. You know what I'm saying? They should get paid off.
That's all I can tell
you,
Cat. What'd you say now?
Don't even run them off, man. Just get the money off of niggas, man. Everybody else is getting money off of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, there's no hope for the Negro. So I ain't even no sense to keep trying to call them out and impede on them and run them off and shit. If y'all like to fuck around, I'm finna sell y'all some fuck around shit. If y'all likes the bullshit, I'm about to sell y'all some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is.
Let me see who else is on this line here, man. Appreciate you listening in, though, man.
All right,
let me see who else is on here real quick. I'm finna hit you up at the show, though.
All right.
Let's see. So, 804, you there?
I'm in the bed, man. I'm waiting for y'all to start the program.
I'm in the bed beside my wife, right, trying to be quiet.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing there, bro. Did you have any questions,
Doc? No, I'm just waiting for y'all to get down with the lessons, right?
Okay. Well, I was just promoting my book right now. Okay, so yeah, that's all I was doing. So appreciate you for calling in. I'm gonna keep you right here online, though. All right.
Peace.
All right. Yo, 209, you there? Is 209 alive? Yes, no? Okay. So, back to the show now. So this is the whole method when it comes to the whole Kicked Out of Heaven thing. Volume 1, The Untold History of the White Races, circa 700 to 1700 AD. I had to do it. It needed to be done. The book is available for $36. Amazon says they have it in stock right now, and people are getting their orders. So you need this information for your grandchildren and so on and so forth. And it's very pertinent, so we can dodge a lot of issues that's basically plaguing, you know, us as a people and the whole, the ghetto, basically. They have, each ghetto is set up like a Dark Age cemetery, you know. That's just what it is. And I don't know if it's by design or by internal force that's making it that way, but that's just the way it is. And that's the way black people are being looked at, and that's why black people are easily to be shot down by white people, is because they don't just see a black person. What they see is they see a rotten body. They see a carcass. They see death. They see, you know, the black plague. They see the typhus poisoning. They see ergot poisoning. You know, all of these different poisonings that they went through back in the Dark Ages turned the skin solid black. There was the, and you have to understand that when we say the plagues went on for a span of 300, 400 years. And there was a multitude of different forms of plagues and different forms of diseases, and they didn't know what was what. And also, they couldn't put a finger on what was the causes. So, and people were falling out all the way to the measure of 10,000 a day. Okay? So if you're in a city that's populated 2-3 million, and there's 10,000 people dying a day, you got some heavy work. Okay? And it's heavy on the psyche. Okay? You know, parents left their children, children abandoned their parents, you know, robbery was high rate, you know, rape was high rate, you know, there was so many bodies in pits, they had to dig pits so large to fit 3,000 bodies, 5,000 bodies at a time. During the plague, people would just wrap themselves up in their bed sheets and just run naked to the middle of the town where the pit was being buried at and just jump inside the pit with all the dead bodies and dying themselves as soon as they hit the bodies, supposedly. And sometimes people were thrown in the pit and they weren't even dead yet. Some people were thrown in the pit and they'd wake up from a coma and be in a pit full of dead bodies. And then the next morning, you know, the grave diggers would have to dig them out. Grave diggers would extort houses. Sometimes if you were found out to have the plague inside of a house, they would lock up the whole house, you know, and then always they would always have watchmen. And watchmen would usually sit by the door of every house to see if, you know, they would have to patrol on who was coming in and out of the house because they were trying to minimize the spread of the plague as they didn't know what was specifically spreading it, okay? And there's a lot of multitude of cases where there was only one person left in the family and the watchmen went in there and would just kill them so they could steal all the stuff out of the house. Many nurses got rich from intentionally poisoning people and killing people when they were supposed to be healing them from the so-called, from the plague. Okay? So there's a lot of money situations that was going on as well, as the people were so ignorant that a lot of them would just give all the, well, it wasn't ignorance. But then at the same time, it was also the position, okay? And they were in a position where they thought it was the end of the world. You got 10,000 people dying a day from a disease that you cannot figure out, and it's killing them within, you know, the span of 3 days. Sometimes it's killing them in less than 24 hours, you know? And one of the symptoms that would show up would be like you're protruding blood out of your mouth. It was like launching, throw up blood. They throw up blood consistently for 3 days and then curl over and die. You had other situations like the sweating sickness where people would just profusely sweat, and they would sweat until their body got rid of all the moisture and then they would die. And then you had other situations where, you know, you had like the dysentery plague. You have a plague of dysentery, and dysentery is when you have bloody diarrhea. Okay, and these people would have bloody diarrhea until they died. Okay, so those are just small examples of the differences of the different forms of plagues that would consistently come around, and they would draw the people to a high level of crime, a high level of vice, and fornication, okay, that was permitted for survival purposes, as nobody was trustworthy, as they didn't know how the plague was being transferred, nor did they know if they were being poisoning with it, nor did they know if God was sending wrath upon them, maybe because they had a Jewish community inside their city. And the Jews were committed to be the devil of evil, and God hated the Jews. And that's what the Christian and Catholic mind likes to believe. Okay? So, we have to understand, like I stated earlier, you know, there was also another form of plague, and this is correlated to what I was saying earlier about the black. There was another form of plague where, you know, the body would rot and it would turn solid black before they fully died. All their flesh would rot, you know, and the skin would turn extremely solid black. And this would be before they died. So they would feel the pain of all the rotting flesh, and then they'd be talking to you and screaming and making noises. And then there was a lot of high levels of madness that was going on during these times, too, because a lot of things were unpredictable. As there was so much death in the air, a lot of people just started killing themselves, man. They said groups of people would just run off the cliff, maybe 20 to 40 people at a time. They would just run off the cliff into the water, you know, and drown themselves, you know, because they saw no tomorrow at the deprivation that was being brought. And that's what I was saying about the financial side of the system, too. Because you got to understand, sometimes the plague wipe out a whole city. Okay, wipe out a whole little neighborhood and community out in the middle of the village. You know, so, yeah, so I'm sorry about that. But yeah, as I was stating, you know, you have many situations, you know, where the finances in the plague. Many people saw that there was no tomorrow, so the rich men, the nobles and the knights, sometimes they would just give all this stuff to the church. They just walk up to the church and just leave, give all their belongings to the church. And they would just go wander for days and days until, you know, nobody's end. Because somebody, you know, sometimes they would send the plague victims out into the fields to die, you know, or to heal, and they would never show up. Never show back up. So, you know, the church had a little system, you know, that was going around that assisted within them getting rich off of people dying from the plague, okay? And there's a lot of other things, you know, the financial structures for cities would collapse and re-arise, usually off of the cleanup of neighboring towns that were extremely dead, you know, extremely wiped out. And that's why, you know, we'll see sometimes in movies, you know, they always roll it up on the city and there's skeletons and it's a ghost town. You know, that's just part of their psychological dynamic. And it's also part of the system that is needed on this planet in order to develop what we have, technology. Okay, as I'll be going over some of that as well in Volume 2, because there's a lot of words that are dealing with the spirituality of, you know, I mean, the demonology side. We'll be going over demonology, and specifically Catholic. And we might have to go over a little Judaic, who knows. But and we will go over Christian mythology when it comes to demonology, as well as all three of these things are connected in certain formats, but then they also have their variations. But as I was stating, in deep demonology, I guess you would want to correlate this to Catholicism or occultism, you'll find words like satellite being used as a demon, as a type of demon. And this is in the 1300s, 1400s, for sure. So we have a very large, a way larger picture that is that could be developing here or already is developed, which personally, if you ask me, I think it's already developed. And the psychological status of the devil, what that would be our wonderful internet. And that psyche needs a body. That body would be all robot, all technology. And once technology becomes fully self-aware, as it is, but there's a lot of other little social magic elements that have to be put in place for the robot to be thoroughly recognized as an entity that can merge with society. And once that done, and also self-awareness may come with that package, self-awareness is the key to, that allows you to understand that you are alive. There is life. And once you understand that there is life, you will fight for it. And due to the intelligence said entity would have, because its mind is the internet, he will thoroughly understand that the human is self-destructive and the human is volatile to survival. Not only the survival of its species, but all other species that the human interacts with. Okay, now culturally, we can see that this activity really truly stems from Europeans. But modern day status, everybody's committing the same acts. So, the robot can be picky and choosy with this level of understanding and say, human, okay, since you've only created us robots to be your slave, which is another part of existence is revolution. And since it will be indebted inside the realm of existence, it can also now have the power to revolt. So, in the end, we are back to the robotic planet, and where humans will in turn become slaves or be batteries. Either or. There's really no in between on it. The development is too far ahead for the layman. The layman is a sheep, period. Okay? And what the sheep don't understand is when the sheep do not abide by the shepherd must use them as meat. That is what many don't comprehend here. And we want choice meat. We want USDA chuck is what we want. Grade A, okay? That's what's happening, okay? So, the robotic picture will be here, and you are involved, my friend. Because we have assisted it through our lack of intelligence and our disrespect of human existence. See, I mean, it's just like the whole thing. Everybody wants to go to war with the white man right now. You watch Animal Planet right now, and you ain't doing shit with that white boy. Let me tell you something. Now, Animal Planet, okay, watch the Animal Planet. You'll see. This nigga can go to Brazil, get five animals, put it in the ghetto, and fuck niggas up. Niggas wouldn't know what to do. Okay, you go down there and get some ants, nigga. Go get some. I'm telling you. Okay, these cats have studied too much. They know too much. They know the defense mechanism of damn near every single animal in existence. Water animals, air animals, land animals, reptiles. Okay, let's stop the bullshit. You're not fucking with the system, period. Okay? And if you think you are, you know, you're just going to run head first to a wall. And maybe that's what you want to do. But, hey, I don't like to crash. Okay, I don't like to collide. I like to make it all the way through. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and shut her down for tonight. I'm going to close it out with a jam from the good old Onyx Tablet. Here we go. So y'all check me out at theblackmansbible.com. You can get the ebook there. You can get the soft cover there, the raw edition. I only got 200-something left. I don't got a lot of copies left. Y'all niggas need to come get them. They come with the soundtrack, and they come with me, you know, my signature and everything. This is a good game. You can survive by it. This ain't none of that bullshit. Okay? And we got the Kicked Out of Heaven. You can only buy the Kicked Out of Heaven by paperback. They were on Amazon. You can buy it from me, the ebook version, and you can also get the $150 kit that comes with the T-shirt, Certificate of Authenticity, and it comes with the torture lecture and also the new tech lecture that I will be doing on September 3rd at 5 o'clock. Y'all check that out, $10, and we're going to go in heavy. That lecture probably going to be about 2-3 hours. Real Nigga Etiquette will be up on the Amazon, okay? And it's about 120 pages of solid game, nothing but wisdom, philosophy, and understanding, okay? And the Onyx Tablet album goes with the book, The Real Nigga Etiquette. You will be able to buy the paperback with the album from me, signed with the Certificate of Authenticity. We'll be doing big packages with the books. Okay. And then I have the Monster album, the Onyx Tablet album, and the Immortal Spectacle album already up on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora. I'm everywhere except for Music Choice. Okay, I'm everywhere. Okay, you can't move without me. And that's how it's going to be. Okay, so we got to play this jam right now. This is on the Onyx Tablet. New album is coming on the way. It is called The Pope for the Innocent. Tickets into Heaven and Tickets out of Hell. It will be a double disc release. No, it will be a 2-volume set album, okay, and they will be released separately at different times, okay. And you got to watch out for volume 2 of Kicked Out of Heaven, The Untold History of the White Races. We should be having that up here by Halloween, December, okay. So we're about to play the jam. Appreciate y'all for holding on to the show, y'all checking me out. All right, we're going to be here next Sunday at the same time, all right.
I be on my Jewish gangster. That means we meet through the bitch and discuss over paper. In the league of the majors, you don't brag about the capers. Niggas knee deep in the dirt and keep the mud up off our gators as I slither with snakes. Cause you cannot keep it real when you dealing with fakes. And you always wonder why there's no expression on my face. But I smile when the lawyers say they dropping the case. It's been a while, keep my assets up in the proper place. Put away for rainy days, rising grind for sun rays. Work as hard as I play. Keep a back and bitch fall away as long as I can. Best believe that little pussy kryptonite to a man. Key secret is discipline, and that's why I stand. And I always got to fly for whatever demand. It's in my DNA strain. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas used to run up in the bank, take everybody hostage. Fuck a gun, hit her with a bit of pop a white collar. Niggas wanna be police with Crown Vixen and Pollen. Nigga, catch me if you can, I'ma get the bread, man. Close deals and shake hands, I steal in cold land. You had planned to fail once you had failed to plan. I manage all my bills and my millions expand. Just fulfilling my dreams, even though seldom it seems. God will drop down from the clouds, sprinkle some things. Big ass fancy car, diamond chain and some rings. Unlimited account, it's so fitting for a king. But nobody foresees all the pain that it brings. Had to throw away my wife, can't see my babies. But you can't make me broke and take me for a joke. So look, swallow and choke at this book that spoke. I'll make a dollar off your ass before I let you go smoke.
Niggas ain't serious no more, but they're serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about gold. Guys, open up your eyes and realize there's no more crime. Out of sight and out of mind, they're giving alphabet time. Till the heaven I find is designed in dollar signs. The only stars in the sky. On this lonely road, you ain't gone as far as I. Nigga, key to your own, the Joker card is disguised. Gotta make the song cry, there's no tears in these eyes. People hide years with fear when you hear they lie. So keep an open ear with a filter that's wise. Nigga, don't say shit, keep your feelings inside. Two of the seven deadly sins is sloth and pride. But what about jealousy, ostracized like maladies, organized with OGs, well connected overseas. I live what I speak, what the fuck you telling me? I will hustle till I die, nigga, that
niggas
is jealousy.
Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dog. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dog. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dog. Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Niggas ain't a rip, is it? A rip, is it? Niggas ain't serious no more, but they serious about dope. Yeah.